It's time for some sound advice courtesy of our gadget detective, Fevzy. If you have a question for Fevzy, maybe you're looking to buy a new gadget, or maybe the technology you currently have isn't doing what it should be doing, you can get in touch. The number 03459 570057. So we've got this from Linda in Woking. Afternoon, Fevzy.
Hello.
Hello. So Linda says, I'm having problems with my cursor. It keeps jumping around the screen. I have a laptop and I've tried using the touchpad and plugging in another mouse, but I still have problems. What can she do?
Okay, so that's interesting. All right, so for those that don't know, the cursor is either the flashy bit or the arrow on the screen that shows where your mouse is pointing at any particular time. So it could be down to the drivers. And what I mean by that is every part of the computer communicates with the operating system. Most of them communicate via a small piece of software called a driver, which describe to the operating system, you know, what's attached and how it works. So there are drivers for the mouse, and there are drivers for the trackpad as well. And it may be that those drivers have become problematic and might need to be updated. So what I would suggest you do, I'm assuming this is a Microsoft Windows system, because most are, and Linda hasn't said, but what you need to do, Linda, is update the drivers for both the mouse and the trackpad. And you go in to, if you search for Device Manager in the, so you hit the start button where the little window pops up in the search window, type in Device Manager, and from there you can look at what's installed, and then you can choose to upgrade it. And there are two types of drivers. There are the generic ones that Microsoft produce, but then there are also the ones that are specific to the manufacturer of the trackpad. Now, that might not be the manufacturer of the computer. So for example, let's say you've got a Dell laptop, but it doesn't mean that the trackpad is made by Dell. So you need to find out the manufacturer and download the right driver. Now, that is a bit of a pain, but that's the best way to go at this. Beyond that, it is possible that there's a hardware fault, but the fact that it's happening both with mouse and trackpad would tend to suggest it's more likely to be software. It's also possible that other applications may be interfering. So one way to test for that is if you start up your computer in safe mode, which is a sort of a basic diagnostic mode for Windows. You normally do it by tapping the F8 key repeatedly as you switch on the computer every couple of seconds. You tap the F8 key. You can then start in safe mode, and the screen will look very different. It'll look chunky. It will look like a Fisher-Price version of your computer, sort of brightly colored and chunky and odd looking, but that's normal. Then see if it still does it when you move the cursor around using the trackpad and so forth. Let's see. If it doesn't do it then that would suggest that one of the other programs that normally starts up, you know, there's a plethora of programs that start up when you start up your computer. It could be that one of those is the cause of the problem as well. So I'd try the safe mode first, then I'd try updating the drivers. If it's still not working, then it's a job for an engineer.
Oh, okay, I hope you get that sorted, Linda. If you have a question for Fevzy, you can give us a call. The number 03459 570057, or you can text 81333. Start your message with the word radio. In the meantime, tell us about your gadget of the week, Fevzy.
I've snuck in two.
Oh, is that allowed?
They're a pair.
Okay.
It reminds me of when I was a little boy, my grandfather had a shop, and he said, you can have one thing from the shop. And I said, okay, I'll have that pair of lions.
Oh, you were one of those. One of those.
Terrible. Right, so I've snuck in a pair. And they're kind of a matching pair. So memory cards, the little SD cards and micro SD cards that we use inside some smartphones, digital cameras, voice recorders, all sorts of devices carry these memory cards. And they've been around a long time, and they look the same, but actually they've been developing in leaps and bounds, and in two directions: either huge capacities, being able to store, you know, more photos than you could take in a lifetime sort of thing, or getting faster and faster. And the reason why we want faster memory cards is because we start to shoot in things like 4K video, or maybe our advanced camera has got the ability to store the pictures in an uncompressed form, and yet you want to take a burst of pictures, but you need a fast disk to do that. So these two gadgets come from a company called Transcend, T-R-A-N S-C-E-N-D. They're essentially a memory company. They do all sorts of technologies based on memory. And they've come up with a SD card called the, forgive me, this is a mouthful, but UHS-2 Ultimate. And what this basically does is it's hugely fast. So it will write at very blisteringly fast speeds. That seems to say it will store information, and it will also play that information back at fast speeds. So not only when you're taking pictures or shooting video would it accept all that data onto the card flawlessly, but when you come to transfer it onto your computer, it doesn't have to take an age.
Okay.
So in terms of capacity, they're not hugely big capacities. I mean, they're big by normal standards, but not huge. 32 gigabytes, which is about £43, 64 gigabytes, which is about £95. Now, I have to tell you that I saw one from, I won't name it, but from a competitor, and it was about £300 for this one.
So that's quite a difference.
Well, you know what happens when a new speed and a new generation comes out, they are kind of silly money at the beginning, and they start to drop. And as far as I can see, the Transcend ones are the cheap ones, and they're a good brand. But to get the full benefit of that, you have to make sure that the memory card reader is fast enough to keep up. Now, the one that's built into a computer, you know, a standard, even a new computer, probably can't keep up with it, so you won't get the full benefit. So you buy another device called an RDF for Freddy 9K. I know this is long, but...
I think that is the problem a lot of us have with technology.
I know, I would just call it George.
Yeah,
I mean, like the vacuum cleaner.
Why don't they? Why does it have to be it's an RDF 9K USB? Why can't it just have a normal name?
It replaces the F8 before that and the 7 before that, I guess. Anyway, look, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tweet these links out afterwards at Gadget Detective. Follow me. I'll tweet them out after the show. That's £15.10 last time I looked, which was yesterday.
Okay.
But the real benefit of that is it not only reads SD cards, it let me have a look at the... It does.
That's all right, £15. I thought there was going to be a real sting in the tail, and reader's going to cost you £250.
No, but you need to have a USB 3 socket on your computer, but then you can get the full speed. So you've got compact flash, SD, micro SD, and even Sony's proprietary memory stick format. It upsets me that Sony still insist on putting... No one uses memory stick except Sony, essentially. And they put it in their machines and... They just won't give up. Do you know, it's like Betamax all over again, but they don't know when they're beaten, you know? It's
give it up. Move on.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like sticking an 8-track in a high-end camcorder or something, you know. Anyway, shame my age. Those two things in combination are startlingly fast and a really nice way to give... get the most. If you've got a nice camera and it's got the, you know, what's called RAW mode, where normally when you shoot a picture, it's shot in something called JPEG, which is highly compressed. And the reason for that is because storage always used to be very expensive.
Right.
And connection speeds were slow. Now you can use that RAW setting, which means uncompressed. You can shoot both at the same time. You press the button once, it stores a compressed and an uncompressed version. But that really puts a strain on the storage inside the camera. So if you have something like this, you know, you really do get the best from it. So I've given it 4.5 stars for the card, and 4 stars out of 5 for the reader.
And he does not give those stars away willy-nilly, believe you me.
A little nilly, but never willy-nilly.
If you have a question for Fevzi, you can get in touch. The number 03459 570057. Or you can text the word radio, followed by your message to 81333. UB40 now, and Chrissy Hynde, I Got You, Babe. Today. Don't miss it. Now, though, we're talking technology with our gadget detective, Fevzi, and Valerie's given us a call from Bexhill. Valerie, you've got an interesting question for Fevzi.
I bet he can't answer it.
Oh, she's thrown down the gauntlet,
yes, I
Fevzi.
See it. I see it in front of me. I've got a bit of a bad back, but I'm going to try and pick it up. Go on.
Yeah, I've got... I'm very partially sighted.
Right.
I haven't been able to use a computer or anything now for well over a year. Now, everything you hear on the radio or anything is they say, text me, email me, or I can't do any of this.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that I can talk to my computer and my computer can actually talk back to me?
Yes.
Oh, Valerie, he does have an answer.
But I'm not telling, just as you said, I wouldn't know. Valerie, there's, I mean, when you say your computer, have you got a computer at the moment?
I've got laptop I've given up on. I've got a tablet.
Right, OK. Can I ask what tablet it is?
No, because I haven't got a clue and you were going to ask me
Is it an Apple one or is it another one?
No, it's not an Apple.
OK, so it's probably running and...
It's a crap one, really.
I don't even know if you're allowed to say that,
so
Valerie.
I won't now ask you to name.
But maybe that is a trade name we're not aware of.
I think she said it was cracked.
Yes, yeah. Cracked.
That's okay, right.
That's
yeah,
it. Quite. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so tablets.
Tablets. I wasn't expecting that, Valerie. Anyway.
Valerie.
Yes.
Oh. So many songs named after you. Have you noticed that?
I don't.
And now we know why. So tablets have options.
Can I just say, I don't mind buying something.
Yeah. But you want to know it's going to do the job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, my answer to you is let's try and see if it works with what you already own before you go spending any more money. But both Android tablets and Apple's tablets, and those two together make up the huge bulk of the tablets that are owned in this country. Yes. They have what are called accessibility options, and these are options designed for people with various impairments, be it visual or otherwise. And they have, amongst other things, voice input. So you can switch on accessibility options on your tablet, which will allow you to for example, it will tell you what's on the screen. It will read the contents of the screen to you. And then it will allow you to dictate something. So normally you'll do this using a voice assistant. So for Apple products, it's called Siri. For the other ones, it tends to be Google Now or Google Voice Assistant, depending on the version. So you will be able to speak to, once you get it set up, and someone may have to help you set this up, but once you get it set up, you should be able to control the major functions of the device using your tablet and your voice. Now, the thing is, if, like most tablets, it attaches to the internet, but it doesn't have a SIM card in it. Those are the little cards that are also in phones that allow them to work as phones. That means that you'll be able to email, but you won't necessarily be able to send text messages. So are text messages important, or would email be sufficient?
No, I mean, really and truly, I've managed over a year without email or texted.
Right.
But, you know, the sort of thing I'm thinking about, I like, although I can't see very much, I do like cooking.
Right.
Now, recipes, I can't read anymore.
Yeah.
Now, you could get a recipe on a computer,
yeah,
but I can't see it. And it doesn't matter how large I do the text.
Yeah.
I cannot do it.
Yeah, I understand. Well, as I say,
that
I mean,
sort of thing.
Look, let me give you an example. I've got this is an Apple tablet, but I've got one here. So in the case of this one, I swipe down.
Open new tab. Apple iOS 11.1.1 release. Should you upgrade Things 3 versus Omnificus 2? Google search.
What is she whittering on about?
So that's the point being, she's reading the contents of my screen.
I see. Yeah, so if the contents of your screen was a recipe for a jam roly-poly, she'd read that out?
Yeah. Yeah, sure, we can.
Right, Valerie, I'm coming over. We're going to get you sorted. We need you online. We need to get this all set up so that you can have your recipes. This is ridiculous. We've got the technology. We've got to get it working for you.
Yeah.
I want to know how to get that recipe up to start with, the roly-poly.
Okay, well, then you just use a search engine. So you type in the words that you think will appear in the recipe.
I'm typing it in. I can't see the cable.
So then you speak to it.
That's what I want to do.
So that's what you want to do. And in fact, if you use the Chrome browser, which is made by Google, there is it's possible just to speak directly into the browser and search that way as well. So it's going to take. So I think the answer is this, Valerie. You're going to need someone to look at your machine and set it up for you. Was it recently purchased, or have you had it quite a while?
No, I've had it 2 years now.
Right. Okay. Do you have a family member or a friend who can actually pop round and take a look at this for you and just?
Possibly one of my daughters is a little bit cute with computers. She lives in France, but she's coming on Wednesday, so I might get her at it. Otherwise, I don't mind going to somebody.
Listen, come to me or I'm going to come to you, right? I'm going to hand you back to the lovely Ollie who's producing. I'm not leaving this here, right? We're going to get this sorted.
Okay.
We're going to get you online because, you know, this is ridiculous. As Fevzy says, there is a way you'd just be able to say, search for a jam roly-poly recipe and the voice, Alexa, whatever she's called, will just read it back to you.
Exactly.
We've just got to get it set up. Right, Valerie, I'm handing you back to Ollie.
All right.
Either I'll come to Bexhill or you can come to me. We'll sort something out and we'll get Fevzy or we'll get another expert to show us what's what.
Absolutely. I mean, if Valerie wants to leave a phone number or something, I'd be delighted to speak to her later as well, if that will help.
Right. All I ask in return for this, Valerie, because obviously I'm not completely selfless, once you make said jam roly-poly, all right, remember who your friends are. Okay. Oh, I'm not so fussed about the custard. A little bit of cream, maybe a little ice cream. That'd be very nice.
Okey-doke.
Valerie, lots of love. Thanks so much for your call.
Thanks, Alison.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Fevzy, as always, thank you so much. And before you go, if people, like Valerie, have a question, they can follow you on Twitter, can't they?
They can. It's @GadgetDetective. So if you've got a query, it could be, what was that gadget you were saying? Or, I've got this, it doesn't work, or I've got a shed load of money, what should I spend it on? I'm good at, and none of those answers involve me benefiting directly, I have to say. So it's a free service. If you want some advice, follow @GadgetDetective.
Fantastic. There was only one song I could play now, because I am actually that predictable.
Yeah, yes.
I'm Fevzy, lots of love. Take care.
Cheers,
my love. Bye.
Bye now. We are sometimes.